Do you know what? I would sum it up as a gritty kitchen sink Northern drama that the kind they don't make anymore. You know, it's very much, well, I mean, it was written by a Northerner. Okay, I'm Irish, but I've been living here for 22 years and I consider myself an honorary Northerner. And I wanted the film, you know, Bernard O'Toole is from Blackburn originally, and we wanted, and our producer, Thea Burrows, is from Yorkshire. So we wanted to make a film that kind of reflected, I think a lot of films don't reflect the North and don't reflect, you know, they seem to disappear. Apart from Ken Loach, obviously, no one's been making films that kind of really reflect the North anymore.
Mm.
And that's kind of what we were hoping to do. Now, obviously, you know, it's a drama with a thriller element, and, you know, you obviously have to play into those genres anyway, but we wanted it to feel like it could only be made in the North of England, because really it could only be made in the North of England.
Yeah, I mean, some of the stark settings, you know, with the sort of tower blocks rising up out the countryside, it kind of fits perfectly with the storyline, really, doesn't it? The countryside there.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, you know, the thing is, you know, we get a lot of films set in London, let's be honest, our big cities, and we wanted something that kind of reflected that kind of, you know, small former mill town aesthetic country, you know, that dot the town, those kind of towns that dot the northwest and Yorkshire, you know, West Yorkshire, whether it's Halifax or Oldham or Rochdale. And our character, you know, Max, you know, he's a big fish in a small pond, and we wanted to reflect that kind of world. Those people exist, and they exploit the people of the areas they live in, and they're kind of, those areas are ignored a little bit by government, police, yeah, and everyone else, because they're just not big, they're not big cities which seem to get all the attention.
And the film doesn't shy away from the sort of bleakness of some of the characters' situations, but, you know, there's sort of humorous bits in there. You know, it's not all doom and gloom, is it, all the way through?
No, and there's hope, and I think there is hope, and that's the key to the film as well. It ends on a quite enough. There is hope, particularly when you get to Cleethorpes and you're on the beach, and there's kind of that sense that there's a sense that things could go out really well for Alison, our central character, and Sam.
I was going to say, those wonderful wide beach settings. I mean, I suppose there's a lot of beaches you could have chosen, but that did seem to work well for the shots.
Yeah, totally. Cleethorpes is, I think, underused. That part of the world is underused in terms of filming. It's very visually interesting. Very different to the northwest. Very different to Yorkshire. It's quite flat, and that looking at the North Sea, there's a bleakness, but there's also this kind of, I would call it, you know, it's a very expansive. It's kind of, I don't know, almost uplifting. Would be a way of describing it. It's strange when you see it for the first time. It does kind of take your breath away a little bit.
A bleak beauty, isn't it, really?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's quite interesting, just looking at the stats, you know, the Northwest obviously densely populated, but in terms of investment into film in the North, you know, we always hear levelling up, don't we, all the time. That's the buzz phrase of the moment. But in reality, the funds aren't really reaching the North as they ought to be.
No, totally. I mean, actually, you know, the BFI's own, British Film Institute's own stats show they're not supporting filmmaking in the North. I don't know how much you know about it, but up to 2010, we actually had a screen agency in the Northwest called Northwest Vision.
Mm.
And similar to Northern Ireland Screen or Creative Scotland or Film Wales. And it was one of a number of regional screen agencies. And they were, in 2010, the coalition government closed them all down and merged them into what became Creative England, and then took away all funding for film from Creative England. Creative England now doesn't exist as an organisation anymore. And I think since then, we've seen a serious decline. Screen Yorkshire, really interesting, they survived because they refused to merge into Creative England, but they had to go on their own. They ended up becoming almost like a private equity fund to support film.
Gosh, okay.
The only screen agency that survived was Film London, which I think tells you an awful lot about the priorities of the country and the politicians of this country. It's a problem. And I think it all stems back to funding. Again, like, you know, the stats are there. You know, the 170 million the BFI spent over 3 years, from 2019 to 2022, 9 million of that was spent in the Northwest. We've the third largest population, but we got the ninth amount of funding from the UK. And I think, if nothing else, that tells a story about the failure of successive governments to support British films, and the failure of agencies that are government funded, like the BFI, to support British films.
And as the film received a good reaction from audiences, it must be kind of what's it like, you know, when the film's finally out there and being watched by audiences? Is it nerve-wracking, or do you sort of feel quite zen about it?
I'd say it's a little bit nerve-wracking initially, because you never know how people react. But we've had it's really nice. It's really interesting. Is the response we've had. I'll tell you a story. The producer was in the loo during a screening, and she heard people talking about the film in the loo, and they were really complimentary about the film, so they didn't know she was there. And I think that's kind of a nice thought, oh, yeah, thought that the people are, you know, are talking about it. It's nice when they come and tell you they love it, but when they're talking about it and they're not aware you're there listening, it's always even nicer, you know what I mean, to hear people say, yeah, they like it. It's definitely resonated with audiences up north.
Brilliant. Well, I really enjoyed both the chat and also watching the film. It was really, really great to give it a watch, actually. So thank you.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks, Alex. Thank you very much for seeing the film and being a champion. We need more Northern champions. Thank you very much.